I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The push to expand legalized gambling in Alabama is gaining some prominent new supporters. Former Auburn University football coach Pat Dye and former Alabama Power Company president Charles McCrary say they'll be leading a foundation to legalize a state lottery and to allow casinos at the state's four dog tracks. The two attended a news conference in Montgomery yesterday to announce the formation of the new Alabama Jobs Foundation. The group says a gambling expansion could create as many as 11,000 new jobs in the state and add $400 million to the state's coffers. The state legislature killed a gambling proposal recently, but Dye and McCrary say they support the legislation that was drafted by Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh. Dye says a lottery and casinos could eventually solve some of the state's fiscal problems. The Alabama Jobs Foundation is currently raising money and recruiting additional leaders. Governor Robert Bentley and state lawmakers are taking stock of the recently completed legislative session. The legislature failed to pass a general fund budget, but they did finish a $6 billion education spending plan that dramatically expands funding for the state's voluntary pre-kindergarten program. Gina Ross is the commissioner of the Department for Children's Affairs. She says pre-K in Alabama is expected to grow by about 3,600 students.
We're just hoping that over the next few years we'll continue to have increased funding from our legislature so that we can offer more of these programs and hopefully be able to have a class for every child that would like to go.
Governor Bentley says he'll be calling a special session later this summer, likely in August, to address the general fund budget. The Alabama Department of Public Health wants pet owners to be aware of the threat posed by rabies. The agency will be wrapping up its annual Rabies Awareness Week today. That week-long campaign focuses on rabies prevention tactics and vaccination requirements. Dee Jones is the state's public health veterinarian. He reminds residents that Alabama law requires all dogs, cats, and ferrets kept as pets to be vaccinated.
The biggest concern about a pet not being vaccinated is that the animal can be exposed to rabies. That animal could not only become infected but shed the virus to its owner or other caretakers.
Jones says that while animals and people are both at risk, rabies is 100% preventable. He urges anyone who's bitten or scratched by an unknown or wild animal to seek immediate medical attention. And a current administrator at Louisiana State University has been officially named the new president of the University of Alabama. The UA System Board of Trustees met yesterday. They unanimously approved Stuart Bell as the next president for the state's flagship university. He's currently the provost and executive vice president at LSU. He'll succeed outgoing President Judy Bonner beginning July 15th. Now your forecast.
Father's Day weekend and the beginning of summer are shaping up to be quite warm. Temperatures into the mid-90s throughout the weekend, including today. A stray chance for an afternoon storm this afternoon, but other than that, dry conditions through the weekend with heat index values in the triple digits. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.